Title 42 will be staying in place, at least for the moment. We get the latest from correspondent Rich Johnson.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Roberts' order calls for any response to his order to be on his desk by end of business Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, "The order will help prevent illegal immigration." I'm Richard Johnson.
The final meeting of the January 6th committee did not reveal any new evidence that was promised by the members, leading to today's conclusion.
They issued four criminal referrals of President Trump to the Department of Justice that include obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. Constitutional expert, attorney, and legal scholar at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, believes the charges will not pass muster.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
It's now in the hands of the Department of Justice. The choices are a criminal prosecution, do nothing at all and leave it unresolved going into the 2024 presidential election, or announce the DOJ will not pursue charges. I'm Lance Pry.
The COVID virus is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored, according to new estimates from the Center for Disease Control. There have already been at least 13 million flu cases this year. 120,000 of those were bad enough that people had to go to hospitals. About 7,300 people have died. And that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses that are going around. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There's a group of Pakistani Taliban detainees that have overtaken a building.
Early Monday morning, several Pakistani Taliban detainees overpowered their guards at a counterterrorism center in northwestern Pakistan, gaining control of police weapons, taking hostages, and seizing control of the facility. Pakistani officials later confirmed that one counterterrorism official was killed during the takeover at the detention center in Banyu. That's 291 miles southeast of Kabul, Afghanistan. The long delay by officials to retake the facility reflected the government's inability to gain control over the remote region along the border with Afghanistan. The Pakistani Taliban are a separate group from the Taliban in Afghanistan, but remain allies. I'm Lance Pry.
A poll on Twitter that closed at 6 o'clock this morning was asking the question, should Elon Musk step down as the chief executive officer of the company? He did pledge that he would follow the wishes of the poll. More than 17 million users chimed in, and over 50% said that, yes, he should step down. Of course, it's not clear who would be taking over since he still owns the company. Most of the company's prior leadership teams have either been fired or left since he has taken over, and nobody seems to want the job. It has been a rough and tumble 7 weeks of turmoil since he took over at Twitter. Even Tesla shares have fallen more than 56% so far this year. I'm Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.